and 107.5 FM.
Can I ask you a question that, that just came to me?
Yeah.
We have a lot of conversations, extra broadcasting conversations that happen breaks that have nothing to do. What brought up the whole thing about whether I like peas in my pasta?
Well, John Graham does not like peas in his pasta, and his mother put on his Facebook post where he was voicing his displeasure with said peas that unless he wants to take over the cooking duties at home, he can't say what peas go where. So,
Okay, yeah, because I like peas. In fact, I like peas much more than the lovely Mrs. Miller does. In fact, if you just give me a little bowl of peas with real butter that has been melted on top of it, oh, man.
Oh, same here. I'm good to go with that.
I can go for a while on that.
Yeah.
But does it have to be in a pasta? No, not really. You know, I can live with it, not live with it. But I do think it's funny. I talked to you about this, that with BJ the Mighty Wonder Pup, who, being a dog and being a dachshund, will eat just about anything, okay? And we learned early on that if you had two scoops of whatever it was that you ate for your dinner, and you put the last two scoops in his bowl. Don't feed him off the couch. Don't feed him off the table. Put it in his bowl. But if you put it in there, and if it has peas in it, he'll go after it, and he'll eat everything. And then you go back and you check the bowl later, and the bowl is cleaned up, man. Yep. The meat's gone. The pasta's gone, all that. But the three or four little peas are still sitting there, almost like they've been polished.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't know what it is with pets hating peas, but they do. And, you know, Henry Kissinger.
Yes.
Hated peas also.
A lot.
Did you ever hear the story about when he was flying on Air Force One? I believe it was when they were going to Moscow.
Okay.
And they served steak with a baked potato and peas.
Right.
And Kissinger had told them and told them and told them. So he took his butter knife and was literally flicking peas off of his plate onto the floor of Air Force One until they finally came and took his plate away, got rid of the peas, and brought it back.
Are you serious?
I am dead serious. This is a Nobel Prize winning Secretary of State throwing food on the floor.
Yeah, and it's not like you're sitting in the back cabin of Miller Airlines or something.
I mean, or in the back seat of my parents' car. I mean, I would throw food all over the place back there if I had the chance when I was a kid.
A food stuff that you absolutely will not eat.
Which was a lot of things. I mean, today is National Mac and Cheese Day, and I happen to despise mac and cheese with a passion.
Excuse me?
I hate that stuff. I won't eat it.
What?
That among other things that I won't eat,
Brian
I will
Davis
not eat
at
mac and cheese.
Whoa.com. You hate mac and cheese?
I despise that stuff, and I see that Kraft came out of all things as if assaulting us with Kraft American cheese wasn't bad enough. They've now come out with a mac and cheese flavored ice cream.
Okay, see, I hate it when we get stupid like that.
How dare you assault one of the finest foods ever created? That would be ice cream.
Yeah, now know this. The lovely Mrs. Miller despises American cheese.
I do, too.
Yeah, she does not like it. So she loves a good mac and cheese, but for her, a good mac and cheese is something where the cheese is like a sharp cheddar or, you know, a Colby Jack or something. And, you know, have you ever been to Ruth's Chris?
Yes.
Lobster mac and cheese?
Well, it's got shellfish in it, so no.
What are you, got a timid stomach or something? Are you living on the edge?
We'll go with that. When I live on the edge, it's when I live on the
edge. I don't want to know. I just told me where that was going.
When I live on the edge, Pat, it involves eating cookie dough right out of the tube. I mean, slicing that stuff off like Pepperidge Farms.
Okay, but that's not eating. That's religion.
Well, that's true.
Thank you very much. I'll be playing here all week. But I don't like that. I detest fried okra.
No, I won't eat that.
Which Kim and her parents love fried okra.
I'm not going to eat anything.
Kim was born in Fort Worth, but was raised most of her childhood in Oklahoma.
I'm not eating anything that I would run over with my lawnmower with reckless abandon.
You wouldn't touch it, would you?
No.
No. I just wanted to ask you the question because it dawned on me that during the last break, we spent a lot of precious preparatory time for this program talking about peas. And I thought, okay, I need
BJ,
to know.
And BJ, which is important.
Podcasts by Federated Media.